KJAN Sports.
And at 7:18, I'm Rick Hansen with this check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Taking a look at high school basketball action from Friday night in boys' hoops, it was Atlantic over Council Bluffs St. Albert 61-52. AHSTW over Logan Magnolia 60-42. ADM down Winterset in boys' hoops 73-66. Also, it was Arweva over Boyer Valley 80-77. Elsewhere, Bedford beat Lennox 62-30. Bondurant Farrar was a 65-62 winner over Carroll. Coon Rapids Bayard boys beat Glidden-Ralston 61-50 in basketball last night. Also, it was Creston over Glenwood 46-44. Earlham Downing Madrid 75-34. Exira EHK beat Woodbine 65-34 in boys' hoops. Fremont Mills over Clarinda Academy 76-45. Harlan was a 76-45 winner over Shenandoah, and IKM Manning down Audubon 74-34. Other boys' action saw Lewis Central beat Red Oak 78-41. Maple Valley Anthonoto over Lawton Bronson 63-35. Mount Air was a 70-38 winner over Southwest Valley. Nishnabotna beat Essex 54-51. Nottoway Valley was a 59-36 winner over Afton East Union in boys' hoops. Elsewhere around Western Iowa, it was Otibold Arthur BCIG over Westwood Sloan 84-18. Ogden Downing Guthrie Center 72-32. Orion Maxburg a 66-37 winner over Meldred Dallas. Peyton Sheridan beat Charter Oak Ute 81-47. Stanton was a 65-37 winner over College Springs South Page. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 70-49. The Tri-Center boys had a 43-39 victory over Griswold last night. Underwood beat Riverside 79-45. It was West Monona over Siouxland Community Christian 64-51. And Davenport Assumption over Sioux City Bishop Heland Catholic 61-59 in boys basketball. In girls' hoops, Atlantic was a 52-38 winner over Council Bluffs St. Albert. Bedford beat Lennox 64-27. It was Bondurant Farrar over Carroll 50-32. Creston, a 62-45 winner over Glenwood. Earlham beat Madrid 51-30 in girls' hoops. Fremont Mills was a 65-12 winner over Clarinda Academy. Also in Western Iowa, Harlan beat Shenandoah in girls' basketball 53-37. IKM Manning was a 71-38 winner over Audubon. Kemper Catholic slipped past Clarinda 58-37. It was Lewis Central over Red Oak 52-47. Logan Magnolia beat AHSTW 68-33 in girls' basketball. Also, Maple Valley Anthonoto was a 63-59 winner over Lawton Bronson. Meldred Dallas beat Orient Maxburg 41-29 in girls' hoops. Mount Air was a 60-48 winner over Southwest Valley. Nishnabotna beat Essex 47-22. Panorama was the 61-45 win over West Central Valley of Stewart. Other girls' action saw Sioux City East beat Council Bluffs TJ 74-26. It was Stanton beating College Springs South Page 58-16. Trainer was a 61-48 winner over Missouri Valley. Tri-Center down to Griswold in girls' basketball 52-31. Underwood was a 44-38 winner over Oakland Riverside. West Monona beat Siouxland Community Christian in girls' hoops 51-45. Westwood Sloan was a 43-37 winner over Otibold Arthur BCIG, and Winterset beat ADM of Adel 52-41. Elsewhere in sports notes this morning, Iowa State Cyclones will close out the season with a visit to TCU, a team that is hoping to get selected for the first college football playoff. ISU coach Paul Rhodes says the Horned Frogs want to win today and look good doing it.
Yeah, they want to beat the heck out of us. I kept that clean. If that style points or not, they want to flat out beat the heck out of us in Fort Worth and leave no doubt that they're one of the four best teams in the country. Our guys know that. They know exactly that. And they know they're going to have to play their best to have an opportunity to match up, to compete.
Iowa State's 2011 squad stunned second-ranked Oklahoma State to knock the Cowboys out of the national title hunt. But that was a much different Cyclone squad.
We were a better football team. We were a bowl football team and had some pretty good players that are playing on Sundays right now. So our football team was in better shape at that point than this football team is. And that's why a lot of things got to go right, and we got to be ready to meet that challenge.
Iowa State is 2-9 overall and needs a victory to avoid a winless Big 12 record. Kickoff for the game is 11 a.m. today. Mike Riley has a 5-year contract at Nebraska, paying him $2.7 million a year. The terms were announced Friday before Riley was introduced at a news conference at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Nebraska hired the 61-year-old Riley away from Oregon State on Thursday. Riley will receive automatic $100,000 increases in each of the 5 years of a contract that runs through February 28th of 2020. He'd been the lowest-paid coach in the Pac-12, making a reported $1.5 million this year. Former Nebraska coach Bo Pelini was paid $3.1 million this year. Riley was 93-80 with wins in 6 of 8 bowl games during two stints totaling 14 years at Oregon State. The Beavers were 5-7 this season. A Nebraska football player is recovering after being attacked by an apparently camera-shy raccoon. The Lincoln Star-Journal reports that Husker defensive end Jack Gangwish spotted the animal on the side of the road Wednesday night as he was driving north of Lincoln and decided to take a picture of himself with the raccoon using his cell phone. Well, when he approached the animal, it attacked, biting the 21-year-old Gangwish on the calf. Gangwish killed the animal with a crescent wrench that he grabbed from his truck. Authorities are testing the raccoon now for rabies. And finally, in sports, area residents have a chance to take home the gold and a piece of history from the Trainer Community Schools sports teams. The Daily Nonpareil reports more than 400 trophies will be auctioned off on December the 9th, beginning at 4 p.m. at the Trainer High School. According to business teacher Jennifer Travis, the school has hundreds of old trophies that have been in storage for years. In an effort to make them more visible to the public, all past trophies are being photographed and categorized into an electronic digital display, which will be shown on a monitor in the trophy case. Trophies mostly range from 1960 to 2008, although a few are from the 1930 to 1957 section are on auction as well. Basketball, track, golf, softball tournaments, and other activities such as the Brain Bowl are up for grabs. However, trophies from state tournaments, district titles, and other major accomplishments will continue to be on display at the school and are not for sale. A silent auction will be held for most of the high school trophies. A number of junior high trophies are available for a buck apiece. The proceeds go to the Trainer Athletic Department. To view the trophies, go to trainerschools.org. And people who are unable to attend the December 9th basketball game and who would like to place a bid can email Travis at jrtravis@trainercardinals.org with information before 6 p.m. on December the 8th. Sports was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.